Hello, it's Wednesday and you're tuned in to Conscious Conversations with Mr. Dean. This is a health and wellness broadcast addressing self-care holistically. Mr. Dean encourages self-check-ins and invites you to reimagine yourself beyond your limited beliefs. We now join the broadcast already in progress.
All right, I want to welcome everyone back to Conscious Conversations with Mr. Dean. It is PTSD Awareness Month. And we have with us today Victoria. She's a therapist. She's an individual, couple, and family therapist at that, psychotherapist, life coach, and a PhD candidate. Translation, she knows what she's talking about. I'm trying to tell you. All right, so we about to get into it. All right, so before we get into it, before we start the interview with Victoria, I want to bring your attention to the Mental Health of America website. A lot of you guys, you know, are dealing with trauma and whatnot. You know, you're experiencing symptoms, but you don't know, should I get therapy? Should I take medicine? Or will I just get over this, you know, and stuff like that? You know, take the test. Take a mental health test on the Mental Health of America website, guys. And I'm telling you, you're going to thank me for it because it's going to answer those questions because, you know, a lot of you are sitting home right now listening to the broadcast saying, what's going on with me, right? That's what you say. You know, you don't want to ask anybody else because, you know, it's a personal, private matter. That's why I say go to the Mental Health of America website. You know, it's private, it's personal. Log on, just hit, type in screening.mhanational.org. Again, screening.mhanational.org. Again, screening.mhanational.org. Go there, and you're going to see a button that says take a mental health test and whatnot. Take the test, guys. Take the test. Again, nobody got to know what's going on but you. It's very, very, very private, very personal. They got tests on there. You know, again, you might have, what's going on with me? You know, am I depressed? Do I have symptoms of psychosis, PTSD, addiction? They got tests for all these things, bipolar, you know, even for postpartum depression tests, you know what I mean, anxiety tests. Go to the website. screening.mhanational.org. Take the test and find out what's going on with you. And you're going to thank me for it, all right? All right, so, like, let's get into our interview. We have with us Victoria here. Victoria, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Mr. Dean. Thank you.
Hey, thank you and whatnot. We definitely need you in these pandemic times. Let's just get right into it. What is PTSD, and how does it affect a person day to day?
Right. So PTSD stands for post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a very serious mental condition that happens after a person experiences a trauma. This usually develops a few months after the trauma, particularly around 3 months. How it affects them is it interferes, number one, with their relationships, interferes with their function throughout the day. They deal with high, immense levels of fear, anxiety, sadness, insomnia, you know, not being able to sleep or eat, and constantly being triggered by the event. So overall, I would say it's pretty much the brain shuts down and it stays stuck in a fight or fight mode because it's constantly being triggered in remembrance of the event.
How does vicarious trauma work? In other words, when you witness, say, for example, you witness someone being abused and whatnot, or you witness someone being murdered, and it didn't happen to you, but you witness someone being stabbed or shot or whatever, like, you know, we see workplace violence all the time. Just the other day, someone walked into the job, shot everybody and killed themselves. So although it's not happening to you physically, you are a witness to it, whether you're watching it on social media, whether you were an eyewitness growing up watching some stuff like that. And those of us that's listening right now, you guys can identify with this vicarious trauma wherein it didn't happen to you, but some things you can never unsee, some things you can never unhear, and some things you just can't forget. How do you deal with vicarious trauma? Something that you've seen, you know, does that affect you the same way as someone who, for example, someone who experienced it themselves, like getting beat up or witnessing someone in an accident? If you saw it, does it affect you similar? Do you have similar PTSD symptoms by just being a witness to it?
Okay. So you can most definitely suffer from PTSD if the event didn't happen to you personally. A lot of medical doctors in the emergency room have PTSD because they're seeing people die all day long. A lot of police officers, even people that witness deaths in, you know, whether it be a car accident or whatever. Some people, they do go through the process of PTSD. It becomes a problem if it lingers beyond 3 months. And I would say it's best to seek treatment within that first month of it to kind of nip it in the bud, because if left untreated, it can turn into something very debilitating.
Reentry. When it comes to reentry, in other words, like you see girls on social media, they all jump one girl, you know, put her in a hospital, you know, how does she go back to that school, or a person that gets into a car accident, you know, how do they go back into that car? So Victoria, what does reentry look like to someone who's went through PTSD, and what is your advice, you know, to dealing with these triggers and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. So reentry without therapy treatment is going to look very scary for a person trying to reenter if they did not get the therapeutic treatment they needed. You really need to work out that fear, because when you're going back into a situation that's going to trigger something, your levels of anxiety is so high that you're not able to function and you go into like a shell shock mode. So I would say once you gone through whatever the traumatic event was, whether it be abuse, violence, a witness of anything that causes it, I would say seek a therapist as soon as possible so you guys can work out those symptoms before it gets worse, because it is very difficult to just bounce back from a traumatic experience and live a normal life. This is all mental rewiring that has to take place because of, you know, the way our brains are structured and the way stress hormones are released in our body. You know, therapists are trained to kind of navigate and kind of rewire everything so that it could flow naturally again for the individual to function. So I would say that's the best bet, yeah. Some cases medication is required if it's really bad, but most of the time if you nip it in the bud and get therapeutic intervention within the first month to 3 months, you should be able to get through with just therapy alone.
Again, we want to thank our guest, Victoria. Do you want to tell the people where they can contact you, where they can reach you?
Yes, definitely. You can email me at iamvictoriabooking@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram. My Instagram name is _i_amvictoria. And that's how you can reach me. Hi, this is Victoria. I'm a psychotherapist and life coach, and we're listening to Conscious Conversations with Mr. Dean.